Chapter 13 Family Plans. Michael Corleone arrived at Las Vegas late in the evening with two men, Tom Hagen and a new bodyguard called Albert Neri. Kay did not like Neri because she thought he had a rough and angry face, similar to Luca Brasi's. Waiting for Michael at a large meeting room in the hotel were Freddie Corleone, who wore an expensive suit and now had his hair cut like a movie star's, Lucy, Jules Siegel, and Johnny Fontaine. As they ate dinner, all of them watched Michael. They noticed now how, in his character and looks, he behaved just like the Don, and brought from others the same respect that was shown to his father. Hagen, as usual, did not say much, and the new man, Albert Neri, sat quietly in a corner reading a newspaper. "Let's leave Mo Green till tomorrow," Michael said quietly to Tom Hagen. After they had finished and the waiters had left, Michael spoke to Johnny Fontaine. "I hear your voice is back and as good as ever. Congratulations."
"Thanks,"
Johnny said, looking gratefully over at Jules. He did not tell Michael that in the end, the problem had just been a wart, and his voice had returned after its removal. Since he last saw Michael, he had produced and starred in one movie that had been a great success, and had two more in production. He had made his godfather a lot of money, and that made Johnny feel good. Michael explained to them all why he was there. "The Corleone family is thinking of selling all our interests in the olive oil business and moving out here to Vegas. It may take 2 to 4 years, but that's the general plan. Some friends of ours own a large share of this hotel, so that will be our start. Mo Green will sell us his share so it can be wholly owned by friends of the family." Freddie's face was worried.
"Mike, are you sure about Mo Green selling? He never mentioned it to me, and he loves the business."
Michael said quietly, "I'll make him an offer. He can't refuse." The words were said in an ordinary voice, but the effect on the others was like ice, perhaps because it was something that the Don liked to say. Michael turned to Johnny Fontaine. "The Don is depending on you to help us get started. A famous name will bring the gamblers. We hope you'll sign a contract to appear 5 times a year at the hotel for maybe a week at a time. We hope your friends in the movies will do the same. You've done them a lot of favors. Now, you can call those favors in."
"Sure," Johnny said. "I'll do anything for my godfather, you know that."
There was a slight shadow of doubt in his voice.
"But there's 10 more hotels and casinos being built right now. You may be too late." "The Corleone family has friends who are putting money into 3 of those hotels,
Hagen told him. Johnny understood immediately that he meant the Corleone family owned the 3 hotels.
"I'll start working on it," Johnny said.
Then Michael turned to Lucy and Jules Siegel.
"I owe you for helping Johnny," he said to Jules. "Some friends of mine are going to build a big hospital for Las Vegas. They need it because of the way the town is growing, and they'll need good doctors. And Lucy, I want you to do something more important. Maybe organizing all the shops that will be opening up in the hotels, or employing the girls who work in the casinos. Then, if Jules doesn't marry you, you can be a rich old lady anyway."
Everyone laughed except Freddie, who had been smoking his cigar angrily. Michael turned to him and said gently, "I'm just the messenger for the Don. What he wants you to do, he'll tell you himself.
but I'm sure it will be something big enough to make you happy. Everybody tells us what a great job you've been doing out here."
"Then why is the Don sore at me?" Freddy asked. "I know he is. Just because the casino has been losing money? I can't control that. Mo Green does."
"Don't worry about it," Michael said. Hagen did not add that he also knew the Don was unhappy with Freddy and had been for some time, but that he also did not know why. Jules was about to say something when there was a knock on the door. Hagen went to answer it and stepped to one side as Mo Green hurried into the room, followed by two bodyguards. Mo Green was a handsome man who had made his money in gambling. He had been one of the first people to see the possibilities of Las Vegas and had built one of its original casinos. He was unpleasant and difficult, and feared by everyone in the hotel, including Freddy, Lucy, and Jules Siegel. They liked to keep away from him. Mo was angry now. He said to Michael Corleone,
"I've been waiting around to talk to you, Mike. I got a lot of things to do tomorrow, so I thought I'd catch you tonight. How about it?"
Michael Corleone looked at him with slight surprise. "Sure," he said after a moment. He pointed in Hagen's direction. "Get Mr. Green a drink, Tom." Jules noticed that Albert Neri had raised his head from the newspaper and was watching Mo Green closely. Mo Green said to his bodyguards,
"Get some gambling chips for these people so they can go and play in the casino."
He obviously meant Jules, Lucy, Johnny Fontaine, and Michael's bodyguard, Albert Neri. Michael nodded. "That's a good idea." It was only then that Neri got up from his chair and followed the others out. After the goodbyes had been said, only Freddy, Tom Hagen, Mo Green, and Michael Corleone remained in the room. Green put his drink down on the table and said with barely controlled fury,
"What's this I hear that the Corleone family is going to buy me out? I'll buy you out. You don't buy me out."
"Your casino has been losing money," Michael replied. "There's something wrong in the way you operate. Maybe we can do better." Green laughed.
"You stupid Italians. I do you a favor and look after Freddy when you're having a bad time, and now you push me out? I don't get pushed out by anybody."
Michael spoke quietly. "You took Freddy because we gave you a lot of money to help finish building your hotel. We don't owe you anything. We'll buy your share at a good price. What's wrong with that? With your casino losing money, we're doing you a favor." Green shook his head.
"The Corleone family doesn't have much muscle anymore. The Godfather is sick. You're getting chased out of New York by the other families, and you think you can find easy profits here."
Michael said softly, "Is that why you thought you could use your fists on Freddy in public?" Freddy's face had turned red.
"Ah, Mike, that wasn't anything. Mo and I are good friends. Right, Mo?"
"Sure," said Green carefully. "I got sore at Freddy sometimes because he was having sex with all the waitresses. We had a little argument, and I sorted him out."
Michael turned to his brother. "Are you sorted out, Freddy?" Green laughed and said,
"That bastard was taking the waitresses to bed two at a time."
Hagen saw this had surprised Michael. They looked at each other. Was this perhaps the real reason the Don was unhappy with Freddy? The Don was very straight when it came to sex, and the thought of Freddy sleeping with two women would be hugely upsetting to him. Also, Freddy allowing himself to be hit around by Mo Green's fists would mean less respect for the Corleone family. Michael rose from the chair.
I have to get back to New York tomorrow, so think about your price.
Green said furiously,
You bastard! You think you can just push me around like that? I killed more men than you before I was a teenager. I'll fly to New York and talk to the Don himself. I'll make him an offer.
Freddy said nervously,
Tom, you're the conciliary. You can talk to the Don and advise him.
It was then that Michael showed his iciest side to the two Vegas men. The Don has retired. I'm running the family business now, and Tom is no longer conciliary. He'll be my lawyer here in Vegas. He'll be moving out here with his family in a couple of months to get all the legal work started. So anything you have to say, say it to me. He had not once raised his voice, but his words made Green and Freddy go quiet. Then, Michael moved away from the table to show that he expected them both to leave. Hagen went to the door and opened it. Both men left without saying goodnight. The next morning, Michael got a message from Mo Green that he would not sell his share. As they got on the plane, Michael turned to Albert Neri. Did you get a good look at him? He asked. Neri touched his head with his finger.
I've got his picture up here, he replied.